This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Usually on Fridays, we play Silicon Tally, but we're going to take a break this week and keep talking Austin. You can still play a version of the game on our website, though, and our other interviews from this week are there as well. One of the ongoing conversations we've been having all week in Austin is about data, how we're trying to use it to live a better life with the help of wearable devices that are collecting it, how the government is collecting it and what that means about our privacy, data's use in supercomputer climate modeling, even how real-time data from Twitter can make you a custom Oreo. If you haven't heard those conversations, you should head to marketplacetech.org and check them out. But to finish off the week, we wanted you to hear how some people at South by Southwest were thinking about when to share and when not to share their data. First up, Vijay Tucker from a startup called Curious Science.
In terms of publicly sharing data, the only data that I'm actually posting out there is stuff on Facebook. I have a group of friends that can't go to South by Interactive and enjoys seeing the panels that I see, so I usually aggregate together all my quotes from the day and put them up for each day and get a lot of positive feedback, actually. I'm pretty public in general, but at the same time, I only try and put content out there that I feel is compelling to other people. So I don't live tweet everywhere I'm at or anything like that, just because it feels like noise in the world instead of something concentrated and compelling.
Another person thinking about their personal data this week was Leslie Hales.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the kind of normal social media sites. I'm not really on like the location grid just because I feel like that's a little just too much. Just because I feel like that's a little too personal. I don't know if I want everyone knowing where I am every second of the day.